This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. My oh my, today we're going to be dealing with some things that we have not talked about lately, but nuclear risks. We can talk about all these summits and everything else, but certainly having nuclear power in so many countries is a real risk, and we need to pay attention to it.
We don't believe in the end of the world. Christians quote that all the time. It is wrong. It's a misprint. In the Bible, when it talks about the end of the world, there would be a contradiction, because in Isaiah 45:17 and Ephesians 3:21, it says, "It's a world without end. Unto God be glory in the church through Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end." Amen and amen. Now, when you come to that, always put this. End of the church age. There cannot be an end of the world, because my Bible teaches me that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return and set up his kingdom on earth for 1,000 years as a beginning in Revelation 20, verse 4. And he's here as the King of the kings and Lord of the lords. And there's no more church, because now we worship in the kingdom. What an hour it's going to be. And we live in that holy city of Revelation chapters 21 and 22. And it's 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, and 1,500 miles high. And statisticians have figured it out and said every human who's ever lived or ever will live will have room there. Literally, each will have a mansion. Now, after the 1,000 years, there is a group that come against Christ again, but he defeats them and wins the battle, and now his kingdom goes on forever and forever and forever. So, that's what this is all about. So don't talk about the end of the world. It's not going to happen. We've got something wonderful coming very soon. Oh, this is exciting. It's about the coming of the Lord. And the disciples came to Jesus in Matthew 24, beginning with verse 3, and said, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the church age?" And Jesus said to them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, shall hate one another. Iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world. And then shall the Lord Jesus Christ come."
Something else that Jack led me into, and that is the earthquakes. Oh, I never heard of so many natural disasters. They're increasing all the time. Tornadoes, earthquakes, floods. Here's one. Southwest Japan, powerful earthquake slams Japan. Also, death toll worsens in Houston floods. Yes, we're getting it here too. We see the tornadoes and the floods right here in the United States. And I really want to ask Jack a very, very serious question. He's been talking about the return of the Lord. Is all this predicted also along with the diseases just prior to the coming of our Lord? How about that, Jack?
Oh, I'll tell you, it's all in the Word of God. And when you get to Luke 21:25, it also talks about the earthquakes. But it also mentions the sea and the waves roaring, all the floods we've been having. And then he said there should be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and in the heavens. And he said, when you see all these things, you know my coming is near, even at the door. Now, that's found in both of those chapters. Listen carefully. God gave me something this week I'll never forget. We're the generation. People said, oh, we've always had wars, rumors, wars, famines, pestilence, and iniquity abounding. How could those be signs? How many times ministers have used these things and said, Jesus may come at any moment. No, he couldn't. He wouldn't. Why? Because there was one sign there that we never handled, and that was verse 32. He said, get this, it is so important. Learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all these signs in connection with the fig tree blossoming, that's when it's near, even at the door.
Amen.
What's the fig tree? Joel 1:7, Hosea 9:10, Israel. Israel is called the fig tree. They stripped and barked my fig tree, Joel 1:7. Your fathers were the first ripen in my fig tree, Hosea 9:10. Now you got it? Why is that so important? Because Jesus could not come until the fig tree was blossoming back in existence. And in 70 AD, the Romans went down and took the Jews out of their land. There was no more Israel until 1948. There was no fig tree on which to base these signs. Now, what's so important about the fig tree? God gave this to me this week, and I got goose pimples on my duck bumps. Why? There had to be a fig tree, Israel, in her land. And as I said, they were not there for over 1,900 years. And so all these signs were meaningless because there was no Israel to go with it. And he said, when you see all these things in connection to the fig tree blossoming, Israel becoming a nation and controlling Jerusalem, that's it. We are the generation, because Israel came back after the British let them go in 1948. And then they took over Jerusalem in 1967. They're both there. Now, what is important about it? Ezekiel 38 and 39, and this is really going to shake you up in a minute. Are you listening? Israel is the place that's invaded for the Battle of Armageddon. Couldn't do it. There was no Israel to your generation. And you could find that in Ezekiel 38, verses 8, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19. Chapter 39, verses 2, 4, twice, and 7, 9, 11, 12, 17, 22, 23, 25, and 29. 18 times! When there's an Israel. And these signs are all happening in connection with an Israel. And in control of Jerusalem. And that's when they took Jerusalem back. That's when I'm coming. Now, this is what really gave me chills. I thought, I'm going to check out Ezekiel 38 and 39 in his book. This great Old Testament prophet wrote that in 593 B.C., 2,609 years ago. Now, what's so exciting about that? I'm going to show you next week. Everything that we see right now, Russia, China, North Korea, Turkey, Syria, Iran, Iraq, every single name he used 2,609 years ago and said that will be the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation 16:16. We are the generation, and we were told for 2,600 years, and no one ever saw it or mentioned it.
I have to say, friends, we have been reporting on some things going on in the world pointing to the return of the Lord. It's so serious as far as terrorism is concerned. We need to rely on the Lord here in the United States, don't we? Take a look at this picture. It really, really touched my heart. God bless America, or else. And then Washington hosts world leaders at Nuclear Security Summit. And then the summit points to nuclear risk. Yes, there's a risk out there. So many people have it. Here you see it, friends, countries that have nuclear weapons and the number of warheads for each, approximately 15,350. Well, Russia's ahead of us. They've got more than 7,000. We've got 6,970. Oh my, the United Kingdom, 215, I could name them all. France has 300. Well, China has 260. And then this really moved my heart. Top jihadist claims Brussels and Paris are terror rehearsals for big attack. Where? Inside the United States. Friends, do you recognize why we needed that first headline? God bless America. Oh my, we need to be looking to the Lord and saying, protect us, Lord. But we know that the Lord is going to come and stop all of this. Is that correct, Jack?
Oh, this Bible speaks about Armageddon in Revelation 16:16. So does the Quran. And 2 Timothy 3:1 says, this know also that in the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come. Jeremiah 30, verse 7, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob changes his name, 2 Kings 17:34, to Israel. That's what's all going to happen. Daniel 12, when there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. At that time, thy people, the Jews, shall be delivered. But you know what? Something wonderful is going to happen to the Christians. They won't get America. I believe the rapture is going to happen and millions are going to disappear. We're going to hear the shout, come up hither, Revelation 4:1. Why? Because God made us a promise in Revelation 3:10. I will keep you from out of the hour of testing which shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. And that is found, ladies and gentlemen, get this, in the area of the Euphrates River where ISIS is stationed. And listen to this, chapter 9, verses 14 to 18. Loose the four demons in the great river Euphrates where ISIS is to slay a third part of mankind. A third part. And by these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, brimstone, nuclear weapons. And the Bible is loaded with it, written hundreds of years ago. Isaiah 66:15, the Lord will come with fire. Ezekiel 20:47, the flaming flame shall not be quenched. Joel 2, verse 3, a fire devours before them who the Russian and Chinese armies. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned. All green grass was burned. And it adds in verse 18 of that ninth chapter of Revelation, by these three was the third part of men killed, one third of all the population of the world, by fire, smoke, brimstone, atomic war. Oh, it's great to know Jesus. And soon we're going to be taken. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught together with them, with the dead, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, ha ha, comfort one another with these words. You're going to miss the atomic war if you're a born-again Christian, for we are the generation. And can you imagine that Ezekiel prophesied it and gave us all the names and all the descriptions and said we'd be saved out of it.
He's given us so much information here, but the best information of all is that Jesus is coming back. And I would say to you, always in your home, are you ready? Or wherever you're watching this program, are you ready for the return of the Lord? It all points to that. And Jesus is the Savior of the world. Will you ask him to be your Savior, forgive your sins, and come into your heart as Jack prays this wonderful prayer of salvation? Jack?
The tender Jesus loves you, and he's a God of love. Pray this, Jesus, thank you. I didn't have to kill anybody to get to heaven because you're a Savior who loves people. and you died for me, and you suffered an ignominious, horrible, agonizing death for me, Jesus. Thank you. And right now, I receive what you did for me. And I'm asking you, Jesus, come into my heart this very moment. Save me so I can be with you forever.
Oh, amen, amen. I pray that you prayed that prayer, and if you did, please let me know. There's my address. I'll send you this wonderful little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. You know, you're not living like you want to live. Certainly many of us have become addicted to something, or you're drinking or whatever. The Lord will deliver you if you pray that prayer. Let me know. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. I want to just say that this is so important to my heart. I want to leave you with a good thought. What God knows about us is more important than what people say about us. He knows us, doesn't he? I trust that he's in your heart. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.